John Zaldivar remembers his family's shock when his uncle got deported a few years ago.
I was just like kind of afraid that my like that kind of stuff could happen to my dad about getting deported. So yeah, I guess it just caused a little bit of fear.
John, now 15 and a sophomore at Polytechnic High School in Fort Worth, is an American citizen. So is his mom. His dad has been working construction for years in Fort Worth, trying to raise a family on meager earnings. But he doesn't have papers.
Where he works at is like pretty much illegal people that don't have papers. So yeah, they pay him like way too little and horrible working conditions and stuff like that.
John's family knew President Obama stopped deportations in 2012 for people who were brought here as children in an executive order called Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. That order made 180,000 children and young adults in Texas a little less afraid and gave John's dad hope for more executive orders.
He was excited, you know, so he can get a better job. And we're all watching, seeing if he would qualify.
How did you guys react when he made the announcement?
We're kind of unsatisfied about that. It was only going to be temporary. But besides that, it was pretty good.
John is a baseball player at Polytechnic. He says the attendance and grade requirements for being on the team help him stay on track in school. His classmate, Viridiana Gonzalez, also watched the president's speech a few weeks ago with her family.
Me and my mom, like all of my family, was like so excited about it. But then whenever we heard it was just for the parents of the kids that are citizens, it didn't really affect us in any way. So we were just excited for nothing.
Viri was brought to the U.S. as a two-year-old. Like John, she also saw an uncle get deported, the father of two American children.
He had a baby girl and then a guy that was barely in elementary. So his wife stayed here with the kids and she wasn't able to support the kids. So she had to leave to Mexico with them.
Viri's family didn't talk about it much. She's grateful for the deferred action for children, even though there's a registration fee, and she's not sure what will happen when the president leaves office. She can't help but be jealous that John's parents will get another benefit that has passed her family by.
I mean, like, we have to pay every time just to renew our deferred action. We don't get any health care assistance, unlike the citizens. And now they get to keep their parents here while we still run in danger of having our parents deported.
Polytechnic is 70% Latino, and the principal, Josh Delich, says he sometimes feels overwhelmed trying to help a school full of students with these same challenges.
You know, from kids that have had their parents deported and kids that have asked, can you write letters, you know, to the embassy and literally had kids in tears in my office and trying to work through. And that is one of the hardest I find to be one of the hardest things as an educator, because you don't have an answer.
Delich doesn't have answers for the president or Congress on the immigration question either. He just wishes he had more counselors, more therapists, and more resources to meet the needs of the students in front of him. For KERA News, I'm Diana Douglas.